Locals are aiding those in need affected by Hurricane Harvey. Illinois has a school funding formula, and local ride-sharing services are thriving with students returning for school. That's just a small handful of stories you heard this week on GLT. I'm Bailey Steelman with this week's WGLT News Recap. More than 30 Red Cross volunteers and 4 emergency response vehicles from central and southern Illinois are deployed to Texas for Harvey relief. Harvey came ashore last Friday as a Category 4 hurricane and caused catastrophic flooding in Texas. Red Cross spokesperson Trish Burnett says their volunteers are focused on sheltering and feeding displaced residents in Texas. It's one of the biggest disasters they've responded to in the U.S.
It really is that all hands on deck, all supplies ready, all people ready, and just, you know, make sure that we're everywhere we need to be.
Burnett says many more volunteers are expected to be deployed in the coming weeks. Governor Bruce Rauner tried to generate enthusiasm among Bloomington High School students Thursday for the state's new school funding formula. Rauner said the formula will channel more resources into local District 87 and Unit 5 schools, but faced a young audience that seemed a little interested in his remarks about education reform, overregulation, and how bills get passed in the General Assembly. Junior Mackenzie Watson said many students previously did not know who the governor is.
Most everybody doesn't want to learn about the governor or any of the officials in our state, and they usually don't care. They think it doesn't involve them.
Rauner called the funding formula historic, in part because it represents a rare bipartisan success for the legislator. He stopped in Bloomington before heading to Chicago, where he signed the funding formula bill into law. The Bloomington City Council has created a downtown section for its community development department. The council passed the change 5-2 Monday. Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt says collaboration with the Downtown Bloomington Association has been on the city's radar for quite some time.
There's always been conversation about how we can elevate the work, DBA or Uniquely Bloomington or whatever it was called at the time. We've looked at a lot of different ways of funding that, how we can link it more closely to the city.
Schmidt says the department hopes to combat homelessness and acquire new grants. Alderman Johnny Painter and Jamie Mathey abstained because they are involved with the DBA. Alderman Maboko Milwambwe and David Sage voted against the measure, saying it needs more fine-tuning. Karen Schmidt says she will be keeping Mayor Terry Renner updated on city council activity as he takes a medical leave of absence. Normal Mayor Chris Koos says he is in favor of common-sense immigration reform. That is why he is supporting an effort by mayors nationwide to have the Trump administration extend a policy that gives legal status to so-called dreamers, young people who are brought to this country illegally as children by their parents. Koos also says he thinks quotas should be lifted to make it easier for some immigrants who work in McLean County to obtain permanent residency.
There are quotas from countries. We have a large South Asian Indian population in Bloomington Normal area, and the path to citizenship for those people is incredibly difficult.
Koos says he favors an incremental approach to immigrant reform, and the first step should be preserving the Obama-era policy known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. That policy has allowed some 800,000 young people to live and work in the U.S. legally. Koos says the town of Normal has not tracked how many children in Normal have benefited from DACA policy. Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Pritzker made stops in McLean County Thursday to talk about his jobs plan and pick up a union endorsement. Pritzker and running mate Juliana Stratton made the rounds at the Laborers Hall in Southwest Bloomington. Pritzker talked about his 5 points job plan, including new investment in higher education and small businesses. Pritzker also addressed the elephant in the room, his own personal fortune, and how that may hurt his chances against fellow billionaire Bruce Rauner.
This race isn't about money. It's about values. It's about what you get done for the people of Illinois. So, you know, if you look at my record, I've gotten real things done, big things for people in Illinois. And it's something that I think people shouldn't be measured upon when they're running for public office.
Pritzker is only the latest Democratic candidate for governor to visit Bloomington Normal. State Senator Daniel Biss has been here at least twice, and Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar has also visited. Just like bar and restaurant owners, Bloomington Normal's Uber and Lyft drivers are happy to see the college students back in town. Mike Quinn from Normal is one of around 350 Uber drivers in the town. He works full-time at Country Financial, but drives Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, working the local bar scene, mostly picking up college students.
I just wanted to make some extra money. It was a really, you know, easy way to make money. I'd just basically sit in my car and drive from point to point. I don't have to get out of the car. I don't have to sit at a desk. I don't have to report to anybody. And when I don't want to work, I don't work. And when I want to work, I just open the app and work.
You can learn more about local Uber and Lyft drivers on WGLT.org. That concludes your news and review. Head to WGLT.org to read more in depth about weekly local happenings. I'm Bailey Steelman with WGLT News.